hppodcraft.com.
Hi there, this is Chad Pfeiffer.
And I'm Chris Lanky from the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
We're here at hppodcraft.com, and today we are jumping out of our normal format to talk about a recent discovery that you may have seen in the news.
That's right. Reports are saying that a long-lost manuscript by H.P. Lovecraft, a piece commissioned by Harry Houdini, has been uncovered in a collection of magic memorabilia.
Potter & Potter Auctions of Chicago will be auctioning off the 31-page typewritten manuscript on April 9th. That's very soon.
Yes, there are lots of interesting things about this manuscript, as well as some possible controversy about the authorship. But luckily, we have a guest who is an expert on the topic.
We are joined by the president of Potter & Potter, Mr. Gabe Fahouri. Hello, Gabe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we get into talking about the manuscript, why don't you tell us a little about Potter & Potter and what you guys do?
So we're an auction house that specializes in the sale of magic memorabilia. We sell a lot of other things too, movie posters, coin-operated machines, vintage toys, but we've really made a reputation selling things like what we're offering on the 9th, Houdini autographs and handcuffs, photographs, vintage posters of magicians, things of that nature. The April 9th sale features Houdini and magic memorabilia in the manuscript everybody's been so interested in.
I'm going to start off with a big question that I know everybody's asking is, how has this manuscript been authenticated?
It's been authenticated due to the fact that it was discovered among basically an archive of material owned by Houdini's wife. So this is not the only piece of Houdini memorabilia that was in the collection. And when it was finally put together by the gentleman who consigned it to us, the manuscript was then taken to a number of experts who were aware of the cancer of superstition and its existence. And, you know, when put in front of the powers that be, the authorities, one guy said he was having a stroke, quote unquote, because he was so excited. Here it is. So in addition to that, we've consulted some Lovecraft literature and put the pieces of the puzzle together in a way that we feel is really rock solid.
Speaking of experts, S.T. Joshi commented that the manuscript for The Cancer of Superstition was commissioned by Houdini for Lovecraft and also for the author that he collaborated with that time, C.M. Eddy. He wrote The Love to Dead with him. We've talked about him on the show before. Now, a synopsis of the book and one chapter, The Genesis of Superstition, those were published in the 1966 book, The Dark Brotherhood and Other Pieces. And in that book, it states that the synopsis was written by Lovecraft and the actual chapters were written by Eddy, with Lovecraft's interlinear emendations and additions. So what are we looking at here? Is this actually something that Lovecraft wrote? Are these chapters that were written by C.M. Eddy?
I guess I would err on the side of caution, but I would also err on the side of not being S.T. Joshi. And so without having, you know, his expertise to hand to actually look over the pages and tell me, yes, this is Lovecraft, yes, this is Eddy, I can't say for sure. I certainly don't want to deny Eddy any credit. Mm-hmm. His grandson recently got in touch with me and feels that, you know, Eddy really was the one who wrote it. But, you know, in a recent interview I did with the Chicago Tribune, his research had borne out the fact that Lovecraft often offered help to friends free of charge, either revising or editing their work. So it's hard to know exactly how much of his hand is in the project. To me, it's interesting that the only name on the thing is Houdini's. Is Eddie's name on it? No. Is Lovecraft's name on it? No. The only name on it is Houdini's. Now, he's the guy commissioning this thing, so maybe that makes the most sense. It's exciting to me one way or the other, whether it's an outline by Lovecraft and writing by Eddie and commissioning by Houdini. It's kind of at the nexus, all these important people and all this exciting stuff. And, you know, one way or the other, here it is. 70 years later.
Do you know how complete the draft is? Is it just a few chapters, or does it come to a conclusion? I mean, this isn't the whole of what was planned.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, I also have to tell you that 2 years ago, we had an auction of Houdini memorabilia that included a manuscript on witchcraft, and specifically the Witch of Endor, that came from the same source. And mm-hmm. I'm starting to wonder now, you know, is that another segment of it, or another chapter, another piece? I don't necessarily think so, based on what I remember about that manuscript. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's some grand thing at the end, kind of putting a bow on it, but it is a logical, cohesive manuscript. I mean, it's maybe not 100% ready for publication, but certainly worthy of it.
And it's typewritten. Are there any notes in the margins or handwritten elements?
There's no marginalia.
So is there a story behind how this manuscript was uncovered? Was it something that was sitting in a collection for a long time?
It was. So the consigner wishes to remain anonymous for a number of reasons, but essentially, when Houdini's wife moved to Los Angeles, she took a lot with her. Among the papers she had with her was this manuscript and a lot of other things. That material basically has been languishing since the 1940s. It's kind of bounced around a couple of different places. And I think, you know, it just kind of got, oh, this isn't a poster. Oh, this isn't a photo of Houdini. This isn't handcuffs. You know, it just kind of got shuffled along with a bunch of other papers until, again, I hate to use this the same analogy, the pieces of the puzzle got put together. Somebody said, wait a minute, what is this? What's the title? What's the subject? Started asking questions of people who knew that Lovecraft and Houdini had had some collaboration, and including, you know, on this, which people didn't know a lot about because not a lot of it had been published before.
Now, I was curious, do you anticipate the buyers being private buyers, or do you think that there might be possibly libraries or universities that might be interested in this? And if they're, I guess it really depends on who's going to buy it, whether or not it will be available for everybody to read, because I'm dying to read it, obviously.
Your guess is as good as mine at this point.
Right.
Everybody waits till the very end, that, you know, in the few days before the auction, to call up and register to bid, or, you know, things can change on the day of the auction or the moment that you're selling something. So, you know, the internet provides great anonymity to people.
Sure.
So if you want to bid online, you can certainly do it that way. We won't know who you are basically until after the dust settles. It's anybody's guess at this point.
And how much do you anticipate it going for?
Well, the pre-auction estimate is $25,000 to $40,000. I've been both a good and bad guesser in that regard in the past when putting prices on things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you always hope that you're a bad guesser and it goes for a lot more.
Right.
But sometimes you're a bad guesser and it sells for, you know, less than you estimate.
Right.
Based on the amount of interest here, I would have no hesitation in saying that it's going to go somewhere in that estimated range. The question is, will it go for more?
Now, if somebody were interested in putting in a bid on this manuscript, how would they do that?
Contact us. You can go to our website and find the contact information. It's potterauctions.com. You can also bid online at various websites like Live Auctioneers or Invaluable. But if you're seriously interested in something like this, I'd suggest direct contact. We'd be happy to set you up with a phone bid. You can email us and we can give you all the details. There's also a form on our website you could submit and place your bid that way. You know, anybody who wants to reach out, you know, we're happy to respond to and register their bid.
Fantastic. And finally, once this gets sold off, how are we going to find out who got it and for what?
Well, you probably find out how much it went for, depending on the person or institution that buys it. You know, that may or may not be public knowledge. So we're happy to put out a press release as soon as it sells. We may or may not disclose the buyer, but we'll certainly disclose the price.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully your listeners will be interested in that as well. I know we're all kind of around here eagerly anticipating the sale. It's going to be a big day on April 9th.
But there's also a possibility they could keep it secret. This will all be buried and nobody will ever know anything.
It you know, fitting tribute to Lovecraft himself, yeah, that is a possibility.
Oh.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope we eventually get to find out what is in the Cancer of Superstition and get to check it out. But we'll have to wait and see. Thank you so much, Gabe, for taking the time to talk with us.
All right, guys. My pleasure.
HPPodcraft.com.